Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. February is the ugliest month of the year, but you can escape the misery of frigid cold and overcast skies with lots of festivals accessible from your own home. Toronto Black Film Festival is on now, as is the TIFF Next Wave Festival, offering free films made by and for the quarantines and quarantwenties among us. It's free digital screenings if you're under 25. So this week I'm looking at three new movies about children and youth. There's a transgendered kid in Montana, two metalheads in Bogota, and a religious young nurse in Yorkshire. Cowboys, written and directed by Ann Kerrigan. It's summertime in Flathead, Montana. Troy, played by Steve Zahn, is on a camping trip through the wilderness in a state park near the Canadian border. He's with his young son Joe, played by Sasha Knight, who is kitted up like a true cowboy in boots, denim, and a big belt buckle. They follow trails and eat beans right out of the can, and they're riding a white horse they borrowed from Troy's friend Robert, played by Gary Farmer. What they don't know is their faces are appearing statewide on TV and plastered across newspaper headlines. It's an Amber Alert, and Troy is accused of kidnapping Joe. What's going on? The problem started because Joe was born as Josie and raised by his mother, Sally, played by Jillian Bell, as a girl. Joe hates the dresses his mom makes him wear and the Barbie dolls she gives him to play with. He secretly changes from dresses to jeans at school and wears his long hair tied into a ponytail. Sally says, "She gets it, you're a tomboy." But Joe says, "No, I'm not a tomboy, I'm a boy." Only his father, Troy, accepts it. Problem is, he's on parole, separated from Sally, and heavily medicated to handle his erratic mood changes. He thinks he's helping Joe escape, and they're heading for safety across the Canadian border, pursued by an armed SWAT team, and Faith, played by Ann Dowd, a hard-boiled local detective. Who will be captured? Who will survive? And can father and son stay together? Cowboys is a nice and gentle family drama and adventure story about a trans boy struggling with his identity and how his parents treat him. It's shot on location against breathtaking scenery in Montana. Acting is good all around, though Steve Zahn almost overdoes it in one of his trademark meltdowns. And I'm not sure of young actor Sasha Knight's gender, the actor, but he plays the part of a trans kid very believably. This is a nice movie. Night of the Beast, directed by Mauricio Leiva Koch. Chucky and Francisco are best friends. Chucky is round-faced with long curly hair and lives with his deeply religious mom. He has a crush on a waitress at a local coffee shop. Francisco is more suave, mature, and streetwise. He has a girlfriend named Vale. His mom died, so he leaves with his depressed father. The two of them are metalheads and live in the city of Bogota, Colombia. They go to high school together, but not today. Today, they're playing hooky to attend the greatest concert ever by the greatest band in the world, Iron Maiden. And they stan that band to the umpteenth degree. They have tickets, but the concert doesn't start till tonight. So they spend their day exploring the city, its parks, record stores, and darker corners. But over the course of their journeys, they get mugged at knife point and lose their tickets. This leads to fights between the two of them and sending them both off on separate paths. Will Chucky and Francisco ever make up? And will either of them get to see the concert? Night of the Beast, El Noche de la Bestia, is a short 70-minute coming-of-age story about a day in the life of two urban teenagers, teenage boys. It's a simple story, but a really interesting one, spanning family generations and set against a really cool city. It packs in tons of stories over the course of their picaresque journey, spanning railroad tracks, a planetarium, a stadium, and encounters with frat boys, police, and rock bands. And the film is punctuated by animation, where black and white quivering lines, like the intricate pen and ink doodles they write on their school books, appear at times around the people and places they're looking at, adding rocker energy to this memorable day. Saint Maud, written and directed by Rose Glass. Maud, played by Morfydd Clark, is a young nurse who lives in a seedy seaside resort in northern England. She used to work at a local hospital but left after a certain incident. Now she lives in a tiny Spartan flat at the top of a twisting, narrow alley. Maud lives a monastic life of penitence to address the sins of her past, guided by the voice of God inside her head. She works for a private company which sends out nurses to provide care for the terminally ill. Her latest patient is Amanda, played by Jennifer Ayla, who lives alone in a stately brick mansion. She's a celebrated middle-aged dancer and choreographer whose days of glory are now past, but she sits idly by, dressed in an elegant turban, smoking like a chimney, surrounded by the paintings and posters of her youth. Amanda's life is still saturated in her devil-may-care attitude, with past lovers, both men and women, appearing at her bedside to share laughs. Maud, though, disapproves. She believes she was sent to save Amanda from eternal damnation before she dies, and she'll do whatever's necessary to set her on the right path. What is the root of Maud's strange beliefs? Is she a potential killer or a saint sent from heaven? And are darker forces at play? Okay, Saint Maud is a shocking and very scary horror movie set in Yorkshire, England. There's violence and blood, and it's saturated in religious iconography and images. Morfydd Clark is stupendous as the religious girl Maud and the very different past personality she's trying to escape from. Jennifer Ayla is also amazing as the cynical, world-weary dancer. As I said, this is a horror movie, but instead of the usual slashers and screams you might expect, this is shot like a softly glowing Rembrandt painting as viewed through Maud's religious eyes. The costumes, hair, music, art direction, everything is absolutely perfect, flawless in this movie. Not what you expect from a boilerplate scary movie. And, no spoilers here, be prepared for a shocking finish. Saint Maud is one great horror movie. I recommend this one. Cowboys and Saint Maud both start today, and Night of the Beast is playing at Next Wave Film Festival this weekend at the Digital TIFF Bell Lightbox. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.